It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, we thank you for this very beautiful day. Thank you, dear God, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Thank you for every good people you've surrounded us with. Dear God, be that we're exalted in the name of Jesus. Just as we are, so we come unto you this morning, Lord, having nothing to hide. We hereby confess all our sins and iniquities before you. Please have mercy upon us all and forgive us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirits on our body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Please, therefore, lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our good undertakings we commit to your able hands. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 11. Luke, chapter number 11. And I will be reading from verse 1 to verse 13. A bit long, but worth reading. God bless you. I am reading from the Authorized King James Version this morning. God bless you as you follow the readings. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asked a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asked an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Amen. This is one of Jesus' teaching on prayers. And this morning, I will be talking on episode seven, on reporting and not murmuring. Yesterday and the previous one, I talked concerning the devastating result of murmurings. We could see from the book of Numbers how many people lost their life as a result of, you know, murmuring against God. Murmuring has never done any man any good. So it's what we should desist from. And this morning, I also want to tell us few benefits of reporting. Reporting in this sense that I'm talking about is praying. Reporting is praying. Your prayer, consistent prayer. That is the word. The result of consistent prayer. It is only prayer that is consistent that has reward. It's not just, you know, occasional prayers or once in a while prayer, whatever. No. Consistent. You see, the text we read, when it got to verse 8, he said, even though if that man will not get up to come and give him because his friend was knocking, said, but because of his importunity. Importunity there means persistency, some kind of annoying persistency, some kind of annoying coming. See, Jesus used, especially in this book of Luke, at least another similar parable in chapter 18, like this, that there is this kind of annoying persistency. Talked about a widow that is coming to a judge to judge, you know, to avenge her of the enemy, the adversaries. Said, but you see, I don't care who this woman actually is, but he wearies me. For her not to wearies me, so I just have to avenge her. Can you see? So the kind of prayers that are result oriented must be stubborn prayer, the persistent, continuous prayer, persistency is the word. We have to, you know, be persistent. And when you persistently pray, I am telling you, the result goes beyond you yourself that prays. That is the issue. When you pray persistently, you are praying is as if nothing is happening. Don't worry. It is not possible for you to pray unto the God of heaven and earth in the name of Jesus and nothing happens. Something is actually happening. But the result will not come as you know, as estimated it or as you have, you know, you want it to be happening. Remember, the way of God is not our ways. His way past finding. You can't search him out. That is one thing. And you know, some years ago, I give this illustration like this, that, oh, you said somebody just prayed one day and his prayer, it has results, and this, and you have been praying all this while. See, you are very unique to yourself, to your God. You are unique. I am unique. So we are not the same. We are not given the same task. We are not given the same assignment. And you and I have now been facing the same problem. You don't know where your own father have put their hands. Your grandfather might have been a priest of God. Your father also a priest of God. And here you are. You are also a priest of God. Look at me. My own grandfather was an herbalist. My father didn't even pray. My father was just a free thinker. Can you see something? And here I am as a servant of God. So do I say, if we begin to ask for the same thing, the speed on which you get your own might not be my own. There are some things that will still want to speak against me because of my grandfather's involvement in some certain things and my father's involvement in some certain things. And because of your own grandfather's involvement with God and your father's involvement with God, and now you with God from your cradle, you see, I still put my hands on some things. Can you see something? These are the reason why some people can get resort faster. They say, oh, they met me in this church. Do you know that these people just came last week? Yes, these are one of the reasons. What you are facing is different from what they are facing. Another thing is this. God might have given you a drum to fetch water of prayer into. Why God just gave somebody a bucket? Can you see? How long will it take to fetch a bucket of water? But you, that you are to fetch a drum, that is your prayer. As you are throwing it there, it's going somewhere. That is it. I'm just trying to encourage you that whatever prayer you offer has never gone to a waste. No. The Bible says God is not unfaithful. He will definitely repay you. Definitely. So let me mention a few benefits. Maybe tomorrow I might, round up on it. Benefits of, praying. Number one is having relationship with your maker. He gives us deep insight. He gives us deep relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. He gives access for you and I, ordinary mortal, to have relationship with the supernatural God, unseen God. That is number one. Number two, it helps us to have the knowledge of God's love. How much God loves us can only be discovered as we pray on a daily basis. Praying, studying the word, we, unfold the mind of God, the love of God unto us. Number three, when we pray consistently, it gives us, better sense of ourselves. It gives us, the better sense of whom you are. You know whom you are in the hand of your maker. You know whom you are in your family. You know whom you are in your place of work. You know whom you are in this society. You know what you are meant to do on earth. You know yourself better. Hallelujah. Another thing is that it gives us hope and confidence to face any challenge. It gives us hope and confidence that no, I can do this. There's something at the end. This also shall pass. Yo, let me continue. He gives us hope of better tomorrow, better future. He gives us hopes. Hallelujah. Then number five, it helps us to hear God and know, his mind towards us. It helps us to hear God speaking. It makes God to speak to us one-on-one. Another point is, It helped, you know, it put us at the center of God's way when we pray at all times. It doesn't allow us to stray away. It gives us direction. It gives us focus. It leads us to the right path. It keeps us at the center of, you know, of God's will. Another thing is that apart from aligning us with the will of God, when we pray, when we report to Him consistently, when we pray consistently, tirelessly, it helps us to live holy life. Yeah, prayer helps us to live holy life. Because when you pray, you see, you will be conscious of anything negative, any sin around. You don't want to put your hand because you are definitely expecting answer. It will be foolish of you and I to pray and then we go and commit sin anyhow and we are expecting the answer after that prayer. No, it is God that answers prayer. It's not man. It is God that answers prayers. It is not man. So therefore, when we pray, it keeps us on our toes to guide against any form of sins. And then it also gives us access to God's, you know, secrets and mysteries. The Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that fears Him, with them that pray. It gives us access. You can be praying here as a child of God and God is revealing what will happen in America tomorrow to you. You can be praying in America and God will be revealing what will happen in far Asia, in far away Africa to you. You can be praying in your home and God will be revealing what is happening to one of your family member or a friend in far away land. That is it. It gives us access to God's secret and mysteries. When we pray consistently, you see, it strengthens us against temptations. Let's look at it. God willing, tomorrow I will round it up. Let's bow down our head. The disciples of Jesus told Him in this our today's passage, say, Master, teach us to pray. Talk to God. Lord, teach me to pray persistently. Teach me to pray. Teach me to be resolute in prayer. Teach me never to give up. Teach me how to be resolute in prayers. Give me the spirit of persistency in prayer. Give me tarrying spirit, enduring spirit, the spirit that lasts long in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails. johnsonjulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very day, exploit it in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.